83-year-old post guards show three black men strung up on a lamppost in Duluth's downtown. A smiling mob of men and women posed for the shot. About 5,000 people took the three men from the local jail, beat them, dragged them up a street, and lynched them. Only a handful of people tried to stop the mob. The circus workers were wrongly accused of raping a white woman. Some people did serve prison time for these crimes, but from 1920 until 2000, Duluth Superior's minority population plummeted. Today, Henry Banks says the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial Park goes a long way to welcome diversity and not ease a city's guilt.
You know, it has nothing to do with guilt, but it has everything to do with how we treat each other from this day forward, really.
Banks is an African-American who chairs the Memorial Committee.
We need to get together here because we are one community, and we need to talk to each other so that we can learn about and from each other, regardless of who we are.
Banks hopes the small park with a brick walkway and statues of the victims will show a commitment against mob mentality and prejudice.
In Duluth, Minnesota, we're saying we are not going to allow this to happen in our community ever again, but we still have racial disparities here. We still have economic disparity here. The work continues on. It just continues in a different type of way.
The park has inscriptions from peacemakers including Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Buddha. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.